Holding in Maimar Bitochen, Ois Yud Zayin. Beis Halevi, Maimar Bitochen. He says, interesting, we're coming off of, in the last month, we ended off with a tremendous Yisoid, that if a person bears in mind, it'll change his whole life. Certainly. And that is that when we have a cause and effect, it's really the effect which causes the cause. We always look at it as if when a person invests, somebody tipped him off at a good investment, he invested, and he made a lot of money. Chaval that I didn't hear. How come I wasn't tipped off beforehand? Had I known, I would have gotten it also. And the truth is that it works exactly opposite. It's because Chaim Yankel was supposed to make the money, that's why his brother-in-law tipped him off. You weren't supposed to make the money, so therefore you didn't get tipped off. So it's not that because he heard the tip, that's why he made the money. It's because he was supposed to make the money, that's why he got the tip. Hu yoiv lecha eitzel amikin nichsen. The Targum Gunkel says, v'zacharki ki Hashemu aneis lecha koyach las eschoyel. Hu yoiv lecha eitzel amikin nichsen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives you the brainstorm. I had a great idea. Where did you get that great idea from? Who gave you that great idea? The Rebbe Shlom gave you that great idea. Why did the Rebbe Shlom give you that great idea? Because you were supposed to make money. Oh, since you were supposed to make money, because Rebbe Shlom gave you that great idea. And that's what he says. That was with Yosef HaTzadik. V'yachlim Pari, he says, V'yim ikish nosayim yomimu Pari chilim. After 2 years, Pari had a dream. Why did Pari have a dream? Yosef got out of jail because Pari had a dream? No, since Yosef was Tzadik, was supposed to get out of jail. That's why Pari had the dream. That was the way to get him out. That was what he ended off with. He continues the Beis HaLevi, Noisi Zayin, and he says as follows. Oid Zayis Yavana Adam. The person also has to understand. Kim Yimayit Ba'asokov Yitzchazik B'Bitchoinoi Kein Tismayit B'Menu Hayegiyo U'mazman Laitzrochov B'Munus Kala U'manut Kala U'Nikiyo. Says, to the extent that a person is Mamayit and is Shadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works hand in hand, Mida Kenegin Mida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also makes it that he's able to get his Parnasa with less of an investment of time and effort. V'chol ma sh'odam marbe b'shtadlus, u'maymik behem, v'oysem b'machshav teg l'ikr, k'enein mazmen l'parnasasi, rak achar yegi arabo. And when a person feels that it's his brains and brawn that's bringing in the parnaso, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if it's up to you, so then, in a chanami, you'll have to put in a lot of work to be able to make the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works the way that he says it. He says, "Ukederach shamar chachmina zechrona levrocha, kederach shatahiv ve'imi ani eimoch." Chazal say on Eke Asher Eke. That's what is going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Eke Asher Eke. The Ramban brings this down. Ramban al Chumash brings down this medrash. Da bechira niten la'adam livchor batoiv ve'lehepech halilo. It's up to a person to decide exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act with him. That means that if a person decides that he's going to put in 16-hour days of work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, if you feel that you have to work for 16 hours, then you'll have to work for 16 hours to make the parnasa. However, if a person feels that he realizes that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a klal to the Marishain, that a person has to work, and like he's about to say in the next ice, to oisim, he says to me, don't think that you don't have to work, you have to work. He says, however, have a mamayit basic masik v'tera. It doesn't have to be to such an extent that you're not left with any of the time for Vedas Hashem. And therefore, a person realizes that this is really the first paragraph in Chovas Lavavi, Shar B'Tochen, mentions this idea itself. You bring it down on the bottom here. Misha Boiteach Bezulas Hashem, somebody who's Boiteach in something or someone else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their boss, their rich uncle, whatever it is, HaKadosh Meisir Alekim Ashgachosim Me'olav U'meiniach Yisoy B'yan Misha B'Tochalav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his Ashgacha Pratis from this person, and says, he lets the Teva go. He says, okay, you want to rely on this person, rely on this person, see what he can do for you. Person never can know, you can't rely, as the Gain says, Tev lachseis ba'ashem yiftoyach ba'odom. Chisoyain means to take refuge. In other words, it's better to take refuge in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if he hasn't guaranteed you anything, miftoyach ba'odom, even to rely on a human being, who is Boiteach, who is Maftiach, he gave you a guarantee. It's better to rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu who didn't give you a guarantee than to rely on a human being who did give you. Tev lachsa is Bashem, miftoyach ba'odom. Because what can a human being do? It's all up to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to rely on the human being? We'll leave it up to you. That's why it comes out, to a certain extent, that you could have a person that works a tremendous amount, he's working so much, he's working 14-hour days, 15-hour days, whatever it is, and he's not making his parnasa. the best investment is, says the Beis Halevi in such a case, is to open up a Shara, a Chavetz Halev, a Shara B'tochen. That's the best investment this person can do. To be able to make a parnasa, it shouldn't be to work an extra hour, to take another job. If you see that what's going on over here is that you're working so many hours and you're not able to put, you're not ends meet, then you must open up a Chavetz Halev. That is what you have to do. That is your hishtalus. That's your best hishtalus. You'll start cutting down in hours and you'll be making more money. You'll make more money and you'll cut down your hours. It's tremendous. This is like a chaval. Start a Musa Seder and you'll make more money. You want to, your best investment is to work on your bitachon. Comes along, the Beis Halevi, and he continues and he says something phenomenal. He says, in Yosef Ches, V'zeu atam al miyat anisim shebederes halal. Over there is a kadmayna, ha yunisim niglim. Since I told you that there has to be a balance of a person's bechira and the way that he acts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him, because if it wouldn't be that way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just give him shefa, even though he doesn't really boiter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to take away his bechira. It's going to not allow him not to be boiter in HaKadosh. He sees what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. There always has to be this izun, this balance of a person's bechira. The Mela of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says the Beis Halevi, that's why we don't have Nisim Gluyim like they had in the earlier generations. Why? Because if a person sees a Neis Gali, then it takes away his Bechira. You have no way to explain this other than you just saw the Rebbeinu Shalom do something for you. Kokama, that you saw it so clearly, so then that takes away a person's Bitachon. However, the earlier generations, why did they have more Nisim? Rak kifi erech ma'alasim emunasim shalderes ha'arishenim. He says, the early generations, to them it was clear that Teva is exactly the same thing as Nes. I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a Nes. It's a Nes when you plant something in the ground and out comes wheat. The Hamoitzi Lechem in HaShamayim of the Man is a Nes just like the Nes of Hamoitzi Lechem in HaAretz, of planting something in the ground. There's no difference, Betzim. No, this is Teva. This is what always happens. And it makes sense to you if you put a kernel into the ground that all of a sudden it rots and all of a sudden comes out, grows out of there, grows out wheat, grows fruit. And we have fruit trees in our yard. Over the past few weeks, now's the time for the summer fruits and for the grapes. They start flowering. It's a piece of wood. If you look at it 2 weeks ago, it was a piece of wood. Nothing, you could just crack it, there's nothing going on. Now all of a sudden you see leaves coming out all of a sudden every year at the same time. What happened? Well, it's a Teva, of course. It's depending on it. It gets hot. It gets in. That Teva is also a nace from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We just don't appreciate it as much because it happens so often. Mamela, if a person would appreciate Teva to the extent that he realizes this is Be'etzem, the continuous rotten of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Somebody just gave a mashal, interesting mashal, of how to understand what goes on in this world. Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotten to keep the world going. Continuously, that it's continuous. He says, just like you turn off a light. The light goes off. What happened? What changed? Changes that every second, electricity being pumped from the Tachanat Chashmal to your light, and as soon as you stop it, then the light goes off. That's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing with this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is continuously pumping electricity into this world, and continuously causing it to go. V'chadosh v'cholim tu v'maisa bereishis. As if you would take it, if you would stop pumping for a second, then the whole world would stop. The same way that your light turned off. Mamash, exact same thing. The Memela, somebody that appreciates Teva, that it's no less of a nace than a miracle, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu do nisim for them, because it doesn't take away his bechira. The Teva is also a nace. Ukamay bechina ben andesa. Shaomar, mishaomar l'shemen v'yadlik, yemar l'chemen v'yadlik. Lo yhoisef l'yaneis l'zeh shum chizuk. What did he tell his daughter when she put in vinegar instead of oil? That was mamash this nekuda. That there's no difference, there was no difference to Chanina ben Daisa between oil and vinegar. That oil lights, yeah, because it's combustible. What do you mean? Of course, that's how it is. What is that supposed to mean? That's the word that the scientists gave it so that you should be able to understand why it lights. But Beth Metanes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vinegar also, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it that vinegar should. There's no reason that he can make it that oil should light and vinegar shouldn't. Tamar was the exact same thing. Mamela, it wasn't waste of anything when the vinegar lit. The vinegar lit. Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't detract from the person's Bechira. It doesn't make it that he has no Bechira. Wow, I just saw an ace. I can't believe it. There's no way to explain except that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. He saw that in the oil. He didn't need the vinegar for that.
the main law, he says, "Avol b'derein is there shehu b'madrege katana asher gam neis katan yichazik b'liba emunah v'bitochan." But now we're that even a small neis will be mechazik the person's emunah v'bitochan. In kainim yira adam zebe inoch haloyu neged habechiro. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow nisim galuyim to happen, it's going to go connected to bechiro. Va'al kain, to just be medayik in his lashon, al kain is matu anisim haniglim. It's not that there's no nisim. Because Hashem Baruch Hu does nisim with us every single day. However, they're not nisim niglim. They're not clear. They're not something like Kriyas Yamsuf. But if a person pays attention, he'll see the nisim in his own life. The person can see it with his parnasan. The person can see it with the way that things work out. The person can see it for all the Hashgacha Pratis Hashem Baruch Hu does with him. And the Yavid says that the biggest nis, bigger than all nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the fact that Klal Yisrael survived through all the generations. And anybody that's been in Eretz Yisrael for the past, I was going to say 20 years, but it's really the past 20 months or 20 weeks. You're able to see it. You're able to see how the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shomer Al Am Yisrael to a way that it's not unparalleled anywhere else in the world, certainly. And that's Betam, a nes which is bigger than the nisim of there's so many people that have no interest in Klal Yisrael being around. And we're surrounded by Arabs all over by like a million to one. It just doesn't make any sense how we survive. But that's a person wants to pay attention. A person pays attention will be able to see the nisim. But in the Chanami, there's no nisim gluyim like there was beforehand. They bring down over here that on the bottom, the Reb Chaim said, Reb Chaim Brisker said, that by the Beis Halevi, I'll quote the Lashon, "Hayu ha-moisim isgalgalim tachas ha-shulchan." That they were the nisim were just like what we would say about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Mamish, that as they say, the Israelis would say, "Sholeif atam mishavulo." He pulls him out of his sleeve. But what's going on? I mentioned this a few times already. A certain mashgiach, he listened to his father. He used to say this for years. He would say, "He was saying anybody that's a kafir, bring him to Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a week and see if he can explain anything that goes on over there. The nisim that go on over there, it's connected to him." I just heard from his grandson that a story that Reb Chaim, somebody came to Reb Chaim crying that the doctor said that there's mamish, his wife is expecting, and there's terrible deformities in the child, and who knows what's going to be. And well, kids, Reb Chaim said, "Don't worry about it. Davin, say you could tell him whatever it is, and it'll be fine." Kids, are sure enough, the baby is born without a problem. So the doctor said, "Eze kosem alachtem?" To which magician did you go to be able for this such a thing to happen? It wasn't a suffix. We saw it clearly. It wasn't one time, maybe they got a mistake. Sometimes it was clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. But Reb Chaim was pashit that these nisim were. So Reb Chaim Brisker said about the Beis Halevi, his father, who wrote this kuntres, that by him the maifsim were magalgal tachas, they were just rolling underneath the table, because somebody that got to this such a akara, that you're able to write such a sefer, you have that clear akara, then mamela and chanami. There's no reason why nisim shouldn't happen. Let's just finish one more. That's the reason why, for us, our parnasa comes to us with Allah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps up our parnasa in the wrapping of work, vocation, a job. A person realizes, thinks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just give us, drop us from the heavens, one. Like he did in the Dor HaMidbar. But he didn't do that. And he gives it that every person has to work, has to get a job, has to do something to be able to get parnasa. Memela, we don't see that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avo be'emes ha'yegiv ha'malachu rak suseinayim l'bal yiro ge'es Hashem. However, the truth is that the fact that a person has to work, that's simply suseinayim means like it's just something to cover over it's a facade. It's a facade that you should be able to think that it's coming from the malacha, and you shouldn't see that it's coming straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But for etzem, a lot of times a person can see themselves that they put in a hashka, they invest in one place, or they work somewhere, and the help comes from a totally different place. Something else that they would never have thought in a million years. You could just ask, just practically, how many people have gone to college to do one type of job and end up working in something else? Why is it that way? Less than 50%. It means less than, much more than 50% don't end up doing that which they went to school for. What's up, Sean? You invested your time, invested years of time for this, and you're working in something else. What happened?
a person puts in his standards in one place and the Rebbeinu Shlomo works out for somewhere else. I invested over here and somebody just asked me about somebody that I know, relative of mine, that he was in a certain program together with him, going for a certain job. He's like, what happened to him? All of a sudden he's gone. I said, really? He got an offer for something else. He's working something else. That's it. He got an offer for something else. That's it. He dropped out of the program and that was it. He was going to be A, and now he's doing something not just B, Z. Something totally on the other opposite side of the spectrum. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo sent him. He did his Ashko. He did his Ashtavos. That was it. Ukama Amorim Hareisi Es Maisi Vikipachtes Panasasi. It's Batsim totally in our Maisim, the fact that we are not getting our Panasa the way that we should. Avo Be'emes Eina Malacha Ma'ila Klum. It's not your malacha that's doing anything. The fact that you work in ABC is not the reason why you made it big. Like Chazal said, and I think everybody knows people that work in things that they wouldn't think they'd be able to make their ends meet, and they're multi-millionaires if not billionaires. How did it happen? If you don't know people, you can come up with me afterwards, I can tell you. But they work in things that and everybody knows them. They don't realize what he works in. But How did he make the millions? Because that's what Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted him to do. He's a shekel store. How is he supposed to make money? If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make money, that's something you said beforehand. If he wants to make you money, then you'll do your shtalas and you make whatever money it is. Birchas Hashem Yitasher, you do the shtalas, Rebbeinu Shlomo will do the rest.